The theme of last week's episode was, in my opinion, very important, but the caliber of today's is something else. Hello everyone, I'm Irene Ritarelli, writer, blogger, and the passionate reader, and this is Into the Books. The idea for this episode was born in response to some messages I received in the last few days, in which some people asked me if I had read the saga Chestnut Springs by Elsie Silver, and if I had, what I thought of it. So, and since I finished this saga last week, I decided to take the opportunity to write the content of this episode. One last thing before we start talking about the books. I just want to point out something. Chestnut Springs is indeed a saga, but unlike others, it's not necessary to read the five books that make it up, since each book has an independent story. But even though all the books are connected by a common thread, they can be read separately or even skipped one or more if they don't pique your interest. Personally, I recommend reading them all to get a complete picture of the plot. Having said that, let's get started! The saga is about the lives of the three Eton brothers, Kate, Red and Bull, plus the ones of adopted son Jasper and Red's pupil Theo. The first book in the saga is flawless. The protagonists are the reigning champion bull rider Red Eaton and Summer Hamilton, Red's agent's daughter. Red has won every award, has the courage of a lion and the body of a god. In other words, all the ingredients needed to make history. Or at least, that was the picture before a scandal engulfed him. Summer is a lawyer and has the difficult task of keeping an eye on him to make sure he behaves properly. They are a polar opposites, and years of repression have made Summer believe she can't be the woman Red needs in his life. In her mind, he represents freedom, while she's imperfect and irredeemable. Will Red be able to change Summer's opinion on herself? The second book in the saga is Heartless. Kate Heaton is 13 years older than Willa and barely aware of her existence. He's a surely and decidedly gruff man that hired Willa as his son's babysitter and who, by Kate's standards, must be perfectly professional. But it's hard for Willa not to give in to temptation, especially when she sees him playing with little Luke. Yes, because in addition to being insanely sexy, Kate is also an excellent father. And his son is an angel that you can't help but fall for. The problem is that something happened in the past that shattered Kate's faith in love and convinced him that it's better to keep distance from people. Willa is now on a mission to change his mind in just 2 months. The next book in the series is called Powerless. Sloane Winthrop knows what it's like to live in the friend zone. She has known Jasper Gervais, the big fit OK star, since they were children and has always been secretly in love with him. Jasper has become a rich and famous man. But despite this, Sloane still sees in him the look of that shy, sweet boy who first made her heart pound. He has always been there for her. He has been by her side in all the important moments, good and bad, but he has always made it clear to her that between them there would never be anything more than a friendship. Lately, however, Jasper has been acting as if he sees her for the first time in an entirely different light, a light of desire. Over the years, Sloane has learned to accept the idea that Jasper and she weren't meant to be together as a couple. Now it's up to him to prove her wrong. The fourth book is Reckless. Leo Silva, a charming and irresponsible cowboy, is a classic guy best to stay away from. Winter knows this well, having spent her life exerting herself to control everything, including her emotions, and trying to leave behind a toxic marriage to a man who kept her from being herself. For Winter, Tao is an overwhelming temptation and a guarantee of a broken heart. But Theo is persistent and undaunted by her cold, indifferent attitude. So Winter decides to throw caution to the wind and follow her heart for once, allowing herself to spend a fabulous and unrepeatable night of passion with him. A night that must remain a secret. If it weren't for the fact that, as we all know, secrets are made to be revealed. The title of the last book in the saga is Hopeless. The prince of the town and adored by all, Beau Ethan, is a war hero with a troubled past. Bailey, a shy, introverted waitress with a family of dubious reputation, never thought she could attract the attention of such a man. But unexpectedly, Beau offers to help her clean her family's name by posing as her boyfriend. Soon, however, what is supposed to be a fake relationship turns into something more, and little by little, feelings begin to emerge from the fiction. Beau is convinced he will never fall in love, but will Bailey be able to change his mind? As I mentioned before, this episode is meant to give an answer to those people who trusted my judgment as an avid reader and asked me what my honest opinion was about this saga. I read the whole series in 2 weekends. And if I had to define the feelings I experienced while reading the books, I can sum them up in one word: relaxed. I didn't have to think too much about the plot or search for and understand hidden meanings in the books. More than once, I found myself imagining the beautiful landscapes of Canada, with its mountains, cowboys, ranches. In other words, the slow and simple life that I aspire to. So my answer is that this saga, it's simply, I loved it. Are these books life-changing? Absolutely not. Are they worth our time? In my humble opinion, I feel comfortable recommending them to you. Again, these books are filled with cliches and are almost predictable, but sometimes that is exactly what we need. Thank you for joining me to the end of today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it all. Please let me know if you have already read these books and leave below your comments or opinion about it. I would love to read them. As usual, I'll see you next week. Bye.